for years and years and years, dreadfully misunderstood, malicious, malign things said about it by very distinguished people like Constant Lambert and Peter
It's
Wall.
almost comic, actually, some of the reaction to it. You know, it's over the top. And I've been wondering if that is a way to avoid what it was. Did these people know what it was about? It was quite near the end of the war anyway, wasn't it? And a lot of people did not want to talk about the war or think about it. And I'm just wondering if these fairly knowledgeable people wanted to deflect the actual meaning of the symphony at the time, and it worked.
It's a very interesting theory that which has never occurred to me. I never thought of that. It's a very interesting point because if you look at the music of Constant Lambert, great musician, but I mean, he was temperamentally, wasn't he, more akin to Lécis? And that's what Lécis were doing after the war. We want a new world. We want to forget all about the past. Let's forget about this. And I don't know about Warlock, but he was a strange fellow anyway, as you know. Very, very, you know, tragic thing. But I think it's a very interesting point that they just wanted to run away from what they may have thought it really was about.
It's just a thought that everyone, you know, it was so close and it affected so many people. It affected virtually everyone in Europe. You know, the number of people who lost loved ones, relatives, friends, it was all too close, I think, at the time. And perhaps that's one of the reasons that these silly things were let out. That's my feeling, that's my thought anyway.
Interestingly, we don't have, this is a sign of the personality of Vaughan Williams, we don't have a warlike peace. That's what's interesting to me. The temptation would be to do something vicious and violent, instead of which we have a peace that takes us away from the war into hopefully a better place, don't we?
Up to a point, there's a certain spiritual numbness about the work, I think. It wants to move away from the painful feeling, but it does it by understatement. And going back slightly, Vaughan Williams never did anything to discount all those early funny opinions of the work. And was that him sort of fitting in that groove of denial of war and things? I don't know, but that's my thought.
Well, I think he wasn't someone to get involved in public discussion, was he? He was difficult to draw him on many things, really. And I think he probably just made himself above it, really. But I think, again, your point is a strong one, a very interesting one. It was so close to him. Look, the man was a mile away from people being killed. He was up at the front
Well,
daily.
he actually saw the results of it, being a medic. He saw the bodies, he saw the mutilation, he saw the injuries. It must have been horrific. So, but interestingly, my other thought on this, Vaughan Williams told us what the First Symphony was about. He told us what the Second Symphony was about. And he seemed to tell us what the Third Symphony was about by calling it a pastoral. But that's where it differs from the others, because it's not what it was.
And what an extraordinary idea it is to have had that wordless voice in the last movement coming from another world. It's very extraordinary, isn't it?
It really creates a unique atmosphere, doesn't it, I think. And it sort of brings you up to the reality of it.